This is how we roll.
Hey, Smart Trex Jr., driver of the number 78 Furniture Row Toyota, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN 720 on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in studio. Excited to have the hottest driver in NASCAR today. He is the Monster Energy Series season champion as we head into Chicagoland Speedway for the start of the playoffs. The driver of the number 78 Furniture Row Toyota Camry, the one and only Martin Truex Jr. Welcome to Chicago, number one. Welcome
Thank you.
WGN.
Yeah, thanks, man. Glad to be here.
Well, man, we're excited to have you. You know, as a lot of people are excited to talk to you as we get into the playoffs. This has been one of those amazing seasons. Four victories. Could have been probably double that, you know, with any stretch of luck. And a lot of it wasn't necessarily due to anything you were doing. The team has been dialed in. Everyone we've talked to from Fox, from NBC, other drivers, they talk about it. So at what point in the season did you know that this was going to be one of those kind of magical years?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we felt good going in, obviously. We had a strong season last year, and we got knocked out of the playoffs last year with some bad luck. But we felt good coming in. You know, we brought out a new 2018 Camry, and we're like, oh, you know, maybe it's going to take us a little while to get rolling. And, you know, we won, the third race of the season at Vegas. So just, you know, I think to get that win early in the season was a big part of the success. Just get that confidence, get that momentum going early, and then be able to carry it. But, you know, really just a consistent progression the last 3 years with this team that I'm with right now. And I think a key to that is just keeping all our major guys together, all of our players, so to speak, together, and continuing to work towards a goal of hopefully being the best team out there and winning our first championship together. So getting closer, and we'll see what we can do.
It's exciting stuff. And as you try to, you know, maintain that focus as we get into the playoffs, there's been a number of races where, you know, you've done everything that you could, and just circumstances beyond your control, just some crazy freakish stuff sometimes. If you just say, hey, we're doing what we can do, we're the best that we can be, and you just got to put it out of your mind, or does any of that kind of creep in? Like, I hope nothing crazy happens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you think about it here and there, but I think at the end of the day, you got to focus on what you can control, right? I mean, there's some things you just can't control. It's like the weather. You know, with racing, there's a lot of things in racing you can't control. You can't control when some other guy's going to blow a tire, or some other guy's going to hit the wall, or put oil on the track, or cause an accident that you get caught up in. So you worry about the things you can control, which I think we've done a really good job of that. And you know, that's what's led us to four wins. I wish we had more. I feel like we should, like
double.
You said, we could have easily, right. We could have eight or so. And yeah. the last two races, we, you know, we're leading with two or three laps to go and lost those. So you just never know. But it's been an awesome ride and an awesome season. And you know, hopefully we saved all the good luck for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. And you've got a lot of momentum, of course. You got the most points going into the playoffs as well. And you mentioned the team. You know, the team last year getting some momentum and following through and having a lot of things go right. This year, is there any extra sense or source of satisfaction being one of those smaller teams coming out and doing really well against some of the bigger, more well-funded, just kind of more established teams, that you guys are doing it kind of fresh?
I think there is. I think especially for our guys that work out there in Denver at the shop and, you know, don't go on the road, they're like, man, this is cool. You know, all these guys are from the same area, especially when we go race at Charlotte. It's like we go in there and, you know, last year we led, you know, 588 miles of the 600-mile race at everybody's home track, and it's not our home track. So that was a cool deal for our guys. But doing it a little bit differently, having a smaller team is a definitely different feel, and our guys are really proud of, you know, being Denver's team and being out there by themselves and doing it that way. So it's been neat to be a part of that.
As you looked at, you won a couple Xfinity titles and, you know, fourth in points last year, but this is kind of no man's land. And even though, you know, you just got to go out there, it's just racing. These are all tracks you're familiar with. Is there any extra thing that you're kind of doing to gear up for the playoffs? Or just put that out of your mind. You know, that's TV stuff. That's fan stuff. It's still a race. It starts, it ends. You've got to do it what you can. You know, Jimmy Johnson, you know, says that he's got this group of racetracks in the spring and in the fall that he's more comfortable with. But you have done really well, surprising a lot of people, maybe not yourself, where it doesn't matter what track it is, you're doing great. Is there anything different you do for the playoffs?
I think for us this year especially, we probably are focused on not doing anything different just because of the regular season we've had. Yeah. I think, you know, we don't have to go and say, all right, we need to transform, we need to step it up, we need to start, you know, leading laps and winning races, and we're not running good enough. We don't need to do any of that. I think it's an easier way to enter the playoffs is to be confident in what you're doing and just continue to try to keep the momentum going. So I think we're in a good place. But we won't find out until 10 weeks, and we'll do our best. I feel good about it, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
As NASCAR expands its fan base, you know, whether it's young drivers, whether it's diversity, whether it's just doing more fun stuff at the track, and of course NBC is doing a great job with that as well. You know, coming in, you know, we talked with our friend Amanda, and she'd mentioned that just the pressure of being who you are in the position that you are in now is different than maybe it has been in the past. And these aren't things that you can necessarily just block out. These are kind of obligations, because now, you know, Martin, you're an ambassador for the sport, right? You know, at this point, how do you build that in? Do you enjoy it at all? I'm sure it's fun to talk a little bit, but then again, yeah, it can be time consuming, right?
Talking for 2 days straight is a little rough. Right. I'm not going to lie, but I love racing. I love talking about racing. I love talking to people that enjoy it and kind of have a respect for what we do. And so, yeah, it's been fun. I mean, last couple of days getting ready for the playoffs, and you know, we'll do more stuff at the end of the year for the championship and the banquets and all that stuff. But yeah, it's all good, and I look forward to everything we get to do.
Family-wise, background is in racing. Your dad was a racer, but you're coming from New Jersey, which isn't necessarily thought of as a traditional hotbed for motorsports. And you mentioned a little bit Philadelphia fan as far as the Phillies or the Flyers on the hockey side. You know, we've got a pretty strong hockey game here in Chicago,
I would say.
Like, how do you balance it? Because you talk to some drivers, and they, you know, they say, you know, stick and ball sports, and they just are really segregated with their attention to sports. Like, how big a sports fan are you?
I'm a moderate sports fan. Yeah. I mean, I really enjoy watching football, baseball, whatever. You know, obviously, with our schedule, we don't get to see as much as we'd like. Racing on Sundays during football season's a little bit rough.
It is. Even for us, as fans, it's like, what do you do?
I miss a lot of my team's games, unfortunately. I love when they play on Sunday night or Monday night, but yeah, I mean, I love sports in general. I love all of that, and I like really going to games is the most fun. You know, whether it's baseball or football, it's very enjoyable. Hockey games are a blast too. So catch as much sports as I can. You know,
I mean, the springtime or maybe the wintertime, if you get a chance, you get back here to Chicago. It's a great food town. You can enjoy some of that. Maybe get in on a Blackhawks game. We would love to have you as well on the sports side too. You know, you talk about some of the things that you do beyond the track, and you're able to use your position, your platform to help people make a change, affect change. Support causes locally here. Anthony Rizzo is on our Mighty Cubs, and he's got the Anthony Rizzo Foundation, which helps out kids that are sick, that have disease with cancer. This is September. It's a Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and you're tied in with that, the Martin Truex Foundation. Let's talk a little bit about the stuff that you're doing there.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's been a blessing to be able to start that foundation. I think in 2007, we've been going over 10 years now, and actually have a celebration of our 10th anniversary coming up in October. But September, as you mentioned, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, also Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, which my girlfriend was diagnosed in 2014 with ovarian cancer. Right. Has been through a battle with that the last few years. And so, you know, September, we have a really cool program where we run steering wheels. And so basically we have 28 NASCAR drivers that bought their own steering wheels. They have our foundation logo on them, their number. Have our foundation on the steering wheel. They'll race with them throughout the month of September, and we'll auction them off after they're done on NASCAR Foundation's website. And all the proceeds go to our foundation to help our causes, which are what this month is all about.
Wow.
So it's called the Teal and Gold Campaign. Forgetting it now, but it's it's our second time we've done this program, and it was hugely wildly successful last year. Johnny Morris bought my steering wheel after I won Darlington last year. You know, Bass Pro Shops, Johnny Morris bought my steering wheel for like $40,000.
Wow. I mean,
it was amazing. So we've been able to do a lot of great things just from the month of September and the support we get from the fans bidding on these steering wheels. But what can you say about all the other drivers? We race our guts out on weekends against each other. We don't always like each other. You know, it's a competition.
Right.
But when it's for a good cause, we'll all come out to help each other. It's unbelievable the support we get in NASCAR.
That is one of the things that I don't know if all listeners know that, but universally, like the NASCAR community, the driver community, it's one of the most kind of collaborative and giving groups in all of professional sports. And how cool is that? You always wonder what you can do on the NASCAR side, you know, but to have a steering wheel that was actually used in a race, it's like the equivalent of kind of like a game used jersey kind of thing, right? You can't always hang like a fender like on the wall. At least your wife Wiley won't let you get away with that. But the steering wheel thing, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like getting their glove or, you know, getting their baseball bat or, you know, whatever. You know, it's part of the deal. So yeah, I mean, it's amazing to do that. And it's amazing to see the support again. It's crazy. You know, I think for us, you know, football guys, baseball guys, they don't all travel together, right? So they, you know, they go to one city and they play each other and then they're gone. So,
right. You
know, for us, it's 40 of us, basically. All of our teams, our motorhomes, the motorhome drivers, the guys that haul the pit boxes, the pit crew, whatever. We all travel 38 weekends a year together. We're all in the same place each and every weekend. I think that's part of that connection. You know, we see each other when we're not, you know, on the racetrack in the motorhome lot, or we go out to dinner, we end up bumping into this guy or that guy. So it's just a tight-knit group. We spend a lot of time together, and I think that's where that respect comes from and that willingness to help each other.
People sort of lose sight of that, right? It is, you know, you understand it's a national event every week. It is an all-star game every week. You have everybody together. It's great to have you on the track competing, but then also kind of getting together for some great causes as well. We'll have that link up at WGNradio.com, or is there information about it at the Martin Truex Foundation site?
Yeah, we could do both. I mean, we'll definitely send you a link, but Martin Truex Jr. Foundation.org is our website. There's information about all the things we're doing, all our programs coming up, all our events coming up, and how you can get involved.
You've been great at all these tracks. You got tracks coming up, Chicagoland, New Hampshire. Are there any tracks coming up that you're really looking forward to as you kind of stretch into the playoffs? Or are you kind of just, hey, you know, we'll be successful on all of them, just let's go racing? What is it?
I think a little bit of both, yeah. I mean, we always have our tracks that we pick out, and we're like, yeah, we circle that one. Like, oh, I can't wait to get to that one. But, you know, for us, the first round lays out really good. Last year we won two of the first three races, and we probably could have won all three. So the first three races, looking forward to that, and just try to continue to get that momentum. I think Martinsville and Talladega are the two in our minds. They're a little bit shaky, so we got to figure out a way to get through them as best as possible. But all in all, I feel good about all the tracks, and we'll just see how we can put it all together and make it happen.
Now, these are exciting times. If you are a Martin Truex Jr. fan, you're obviously ecstatic, as I'm sure you are yourself, being Martin Truex Jr. But fun times, too, for the fans. We get into the playoffs. It's that second season. Going to be exciting stuff. So I want to thank you for, first off, good luck, you know, on Sunday with everything, for the Tales of the Turtles 400. And good luck at the track. And keep us posted on any kind of social media. If people want to follow you, keep up with your adventures. What do you got?
Awesome. Yeah, we'll do it for sure. Thanks for having me on. And I don't even know how you spell my Twitter handle, martintruex_junior.com.
We'll figure all that out. We'll have the links. You got to focus on driving.
I'm trying.
You got
I'm
a championship
trying,
to win. Yeah, all right. Thanks, sure. Martin. Thanks so much. Thanks for being on WGN
Absolutely.
Today.
Thanks for having me.